We close all the gaps, inshallah ta'ala. When we sit close, inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unite our hearts, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaitan finds the gaps and occupy those gaps. And we occupy those gaps and then we prevent Shaitan to come between us, inshallah. نحن ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has woken us up. The ulama tell us that sleep is the sister of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our soul and then in the morning He returns our souls to us. How many people they slept yesterday? They had plans. They wanted to do something. Like we all of us have plans. Sometimes 3 months plans, sometimes 3 years plans. But who plans better is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow them to wake up to come to the masjid and did not make them wake up to perform Fajr Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. This is another day. To us, or to all of us, this may be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but this is another chance. Allah Ta'ala has given us another chance. He has not given us another day. He has given us another chance. For what? So that we can accumulate more wealth, so that we can indulge in bettering our wealthy status? No. So that we can make more preparations for our akhirat. Dear respected brothers, if a person doesn't believe in akhirat, what is the use of being a Muslim? If I don't believe in akhirat, why should I be a Muslim? Islam is all about akhirat. Dunya we know. If I want money, I go to work. If I want food, if I want plants, I cultivate. So we know, dunya we know. But akhirat, nobody sitting here knows for sure that if I die, I'm going to go to Jannah. No one. This needs preparations. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us another chance to make preparation. To make preparation for akhirat. This entire dunya, Allah Ta'ala has created for us. Allah Ta'ala is such a creator that He creates without a model. Allah Ta'ala does not look at something and then create something like that. Allah Ta'ala creates from nothing. Does not have to take materials. If I make something, I have to have material. I've got to look at the model. I have got to have light. Without light, what can I get? If I give you all the material that is there, but it's completely dark, I can't do anything. If I give you all the light and there's no material, what can you do? That's why only Allah is a creator. We are makers. Sometimes we look at an article, it is written made in Japan, made in South Africa, made in China. But who has seen an article written, created in Japan? Created in South Africa. Because we are not creators. We are makers. We are using Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's material to create something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not harmed by something that He has created. Allah is in full control of whatever He has created. If He creates something, He controls it completely. He sees to its coming into the dunya and sees to its cause. If he's going to live one day, that entire one day, whatever Allah has created is in full control of that. If it has to be there for thousands and thousands of years, those thousands of years, Allah is controlling it. He is seeing to its needs. Nobody is able to see to his own need. We are all useless without Allah. Sometimes a person, these are my eyes, but when they are paining, when they've got a problem, he does not know what's wrong with his eyes. If it's your eyes, why don't you know what's wrong with your eyes? This is my head, but when his head is paining, he does not know what's wrong with his head. All these are gifts, all these are ni'mat that we got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is controlling them. We are not in control. Our feet, they don't move. They are made to move. Our eyes, they don't see. They are made to see. Our ears, they don't hear. They are made to hear. Everything is in the control of Allah. Even when we are sleeping, my heart is beating because I'm not in control. Nobody can decide anything. Everything that happens to us happens against our will. If I want to stay awake for the whole week, I can't do it. If I want to stop blinking, I can't stop blinking. Even toilet, I go to toilet against my will. I go to the when Allah wants me to. Even when I want. Maybe a person can try, and if he's sick, he may take some medicine to get. But who can cause himself to get sick? Who can bring flu to him? Even if he wants to. Today I want to get sick. Today I want to cough. This you can't bring. Why? Because we are not in control. Nothing is in control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in full control of whatever is created. He knows where it is, what it is doing, how long it's going to live, what its needs are, what it eats, what it requires. Everything is in the control of Allah alone. Allah does not need help from any of His creation. He's in full control. When we make things, when a person makes a gun, one day, first, after he has made the gun, he does not know where his gun is. He does not know who is using it, what is doing, wherever it is, he does not know. And sometimes, the man who created the very same gun, he dies by that gun. Because he's not in full control. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. And everything that Allah ta'ala has created, everything that Allah has created has got a purpose. Whatever Allah has created has got a purpose. Allah has not created anything in vain. You may not know why He created this. So many frogs. Why Allah created so many frogs? We don't know. And maybe I'm scared of frogs. Why Allah has created so many cockroaches? I don't want cockroaches in my kitchen. But Allah has created them. He has a purpose for them. I may not know why. But everything, there's nothing that Allah just created like that. Just no. It serves a purpose. In one area, they had a problem with snakes. Now, there are too many snakes in this area. So they went on a snake killing spree. They started killing all the snakes until the snake population was like. But after they had killed all the snakes, they had a problem with the rat population outgrowth. Too many. Then they realized that Allah Ta'ala has created a snake to control the population of the rats. So there were rats everywhere, in the kitchen, in the dining room, everywhere there were rats. Because Allah Ta'ala knows why He has created that. And everything that Allah Ta'ala has created, up till this very day, it's doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered it to do. Up till this very day, the job of seeing is for the eyes. Only the eyes in your body can see. Nobody can see with his ears. And the job of the ears is to hear. Since time immemorial, whatever Allah has created and that purpose He gave that thing which He created, it's still doing it. It's still on its purpose. Till since the sun was created, it's still rising. And it's still giving light. And it's still giving warmth. Not a single day it refuses to rise. Not a single day it refuses to give light. Not a single day it refuses to give warmth. It's still doing exactly the water that Allah Ta'ala has created. It's still, we're still using the water to quench our thirst up till this very day. Everything that Allah Ta'ala has done since then, up to date, it's still doing its purpose. And the purpose of the entire dunya, the purpose of the entire dunya is for our benefit. Everything that Allah created, other than the human being, is for the benefit of this insan, is the benefit of this human being. Water has got no value until you and I drink it. Food has got no value until we eat it. Everything, oxygen, has got no value until we breathe it. The ulama tell us, as long as there is one person who says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, this dunya will keep existing. It will be in existence. No sooner will that man leave the world, no sooner will that man depart from this dunya, then this whole dunya will be useless. Allah Ta'ala will destroy it. It will be finished. The whole dunya is created for us. As a test for us. As a test for us. When the dunya is in front of me, and the order of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is in order of me, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Am I going to go for dunya? Am I going to go for the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This question, each of us has got to answer on his own. When the order of Allah is put in front, when the adhan goes, what do I do? I close my shop, I leave my office, or I just finish a little bit, then I go. It's a test for us. Then the more tests you pass, the more closer you become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a container for us, whatever I need, I'm going to get in this dunya. Whatever I need. If I need an apple, where is the apple going to come from? From this dunya. As a container, it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this entire dunya a big pot with everything that I need. Whatever I need, I just go to the pot and take it. If I need food, I go to this pot. If I need water, I go to this pot. This is like a pot for us, for our needs. And this is a container of, this dunya is a container of qualities. What if I want something sweet, I know where to go. If I want something sour, I know where to go. If I want something that will give me some shifa, I know where I'm going. It's a container of qualities. Allah Ta'ala has put certain qualities or some qualities in the things of this dunya. Nobody, when he's thirsty, he will eat the branches of the trees when he's thirsty. No, he knows that something to quench that is not in the branches of the trees, it's in the water. The quality of quenching, Allah has put it in water. And most importantly, to recognize Allah, to look at this dunya and see the greatness of Allah. This dunya is I won't be doing justice if I say it's full of, all of it is the greatness of Allah. All of this dunya is the greatness of Allah. Whatever you look at, whether it is big as Jibreel alayhi salam, whether it is as small as an ant, whether it is small as a mosquito, it portrays, it shows, it displays the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have got to fine-tune our eyes to this. Whatever I see Allah. I see the greatness of Allah. I look at the mosquito. How small is the mosquito? If I give you the job of creating or making a mosquito, really, that's a very, very big job. First now, how big is the stomach of the mosquito? Now, how am I going to make this small stomach like this. Now, how big is the heart of the mosquito? These nitty-gritties display the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, we've got germs, we've got bacteria. Now, mosquito is better, you can see. How are you going to create a virus? How are you going to create a bacteria? Something that you cannot even see. You can't even see this. Whether it is very, very small, whether it is very big, everything displays the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Us. Look at yourself. Did you know that your body is busier than the busiest of cities? Now everything is in your body. Soldiers are in your body. The rivers are in your bodies. The communication system is in your body. When there is a shortage of blood in the body, the brain tells the liver there is a shortage of blood. Give more blood. When there is too much blood in the body, the brain tells the liver, hold your blood. There is too much blood in the body. Such communication system is in. Such defense is in the body. If it was not for some cells in your body, if you get a small cut, the whole body can get rotten. But immediately you get a cut, the message is sent, there is a cut there, and the soldiers or the doctors or the nurses or the paramedics are sent there to look after that wound. And in a week or two, and your wound is dried and it kills them. Such a machine that Allah Ta'ala has in you. Did you know that your body also has a Bluetooth connection? Yeah. When you look at the food, you don't even touch, because Bluetooth connects to the nearest device. When you look at the food, then you start watering. Yeah, without even touching the food. And the food and you, they get connected. You can see your house from, I'm here, but I can see the colors of my house. What is the color of my house? What is the plan of my house? Everything, but I'm here. I am connected. Such a body that Allah Ta'ala has given. Such a machine. We are the only creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has got intelligence. Only. We are the only. We are super creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has created big, big, fearful creatures, but we control them. We control them. The lion is dangerous as it is, but we can catch it, put it in a cage, and play with it, play around with it. But we don't have claws, we don't have sharp teeth. We are the weakest in terms of physical strength. We are the weakest, but we've got intelligence. Now, brothers, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this complicated machine for nothing? Everything is doing its job. Now it's time I ask myself, am I? The water is still quenching. The water is still quenching the thirst. The food is still satiating hunger. The rain is still watering this. Every creation of Allah is doing what it was created for. Am I doing what I was created for? Brothers, Allah Ta'ala has made us Muslim, alhamdulillah. We must make a lot of shukur for this. However we came into the Islam, some people were born Muslim, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala brought them into the fold of Islam like that. Some like us, we saw biryan, so we like biryan, so we became, because we wanted biryan. So we became Muslims like this. We came and to eat biryan. Some of us really, they dreamt people wearing some white clothes, and then they became Muslims like that. However you came into the fold of Islam, it was free of charge. For you and I to become Muslims, we didn't pay anything. We came free. But brothers, A man is not free. A man is not free. For a man, you must make an effort. We always hear the person giving a land, a definite effort and sacrifice is required for a man. We must work for a man. Whether you were born a Muslim, but for a man, you must work. Whether you dreamt people wearing white clothes, but for a man, you must work. Whether you came into the fold of Islam because there was a lot of biryani, but for a man, you must work. What work, brothers? What work? The work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To have pain in the heart. To have pain in the heart. But alhamdulillah, today I have performed my salah. How many are out there that they have not performed their salah? Sometimes we don't have this pain because to us this is not real. Brothers, not to perform salah is a sin. Not to fast is a sin. Alhamdulillah, we have realized this. But we have not realized that not to do this work for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us the best of ummah is also a sin. Not to do. Who taught us this? Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They went out of their way for iman. For a sahaba, you can take anything from sahaba. Take his wealth, take his home, anything can be given, but not his iman. Not his iman. And therefore the iman. We hear now and again how many sawab you get when you pray in Medina. How many sawab you gain when you pray in Makkah? But the sahaba, they left all this. For what? For iman. For their iman. They realize this is my responsibility. And if I don't do this responsibility, I'm going to be asked about it. I'm going to answer. When my deen was dying, what did you do? Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he was sick, very sick, then the people who used to come to him and ask him, Hazrat Ji, how are you? How is your health, in other words? And he used to be like kind of upset, and says, you are asking me about my health. I am dying. Tell them, I am dying and I am supposed to die. And you are not asking me about the deen of Allah, which is dying and is not supposed to die. The deen is not supposed to die. We know the famous statement of Abu Bakr, how can deen reduce and I stay alive? How can people not perform salah? And I feel comfortable at my home. I'm comfortable, I'm not worried. Every second, many people die. According to the stats, the last I checked, 300,000 people die in the world every day. 3,000 people die, it may be more or less. We cannot get the results because as I'm speaking, someone is dying. Yes. Now, many people have died as I started speaking. But average, 3,000. If these people die without iman, where are they going to go? Wasn't the fikr of Rasulullah, how can each and every person be saved from the fire of Jahannam and be attended to Jannat? Wasn't this his fikr? If we claim to be the followers of Rasulullah, then this is our fikr also. We should really be restless. What, first, I must worry about myself. Worry about myself. How can I be saved from the fire of Jahannam and be entered into Jannah? How can the entire world be saved from Jahannam and be entered into Jannah? This is our work. This is our work for which we are going to be answerable for. Why do we say all these things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala is great, we are intelligent, and Allah ta'ala created this, and Allah created that. And why do we have to say all these things every day? So that we can dethrone all these things. So that we can take all these things out of our fikr. This is not our fikr. Our fikr is one, is the deen of Allah. Any bayan, any targhib that is given, any targhib, the objective is one. Come out in the path of Allah. If I was sitting here speaking Chinese, I don't understand a word of Chinese. Then I say, who's ready? If you stand up, even if you didn't hear a word I said. Because if a person is giving targhib in whatever language, the intention that is to come out in the path of Allah and fulfill responsibility which Rasulullah left with us. Before I make tashkil, or I say who is ready, I want to share something with you. Which the elders said, and that elder who was saying, he said it very seriously. I want to share it with you because also I took it very seriously. It's about tashkil. And he said, at the end of targhib, whatever targhib was given, in other words, you listened. Somebody gave targhib, you listened, and you listened, and you listened, and you listened. You know, the ulama tell us, sami'na wa ata'na, we hear and we obey. Now, this elder was telling us, Allah doesn't like it. These are not my words. Allah doesn't like it that you hear about His greatness and you are doing nothing about it. It's like you are saying, I heard, but I'm not going to do it. I heard Allah is great. I heard Allah created everything. I heard this is my responsibility. I heard I'm going to be questioned about responsibility, but I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. Sami'na wa asoina. We have heard, but we're not going to do it. That's why the ulama, they encourage us. When tashkil is made, you know I've got problems left, right, and center problems. Wallah Allah, how am I going to go out? How am I going to get leave? It's impossible. I'm the main man where I work. I can't. I've just started the job, and I've got my wife is sick. My children are like this and like that. Problems are surrounding me all over. But ya Allah, I'm standing up because I have heard. I'm standing up because I have heard about your greatness, and these problems in front of you are nothing. I know to go out is impossible. But I have heard and I want to obey. The least of my obedience is standing up, ya Allah, and say, I'm ready. The least I can do. How much is standing up? How much is standing up? I heard one person was giving that rip, saying, even if you know in the heart, I am not going to go. I am not going to go. But I will stand up. I know I'm not going to go. But I'm standing up for Allah. Allah. Inshallah, Allah will make it easy for me, inshallah. But I'm standing up. Brothers, inshallah. Who is ready, inshallah, to give intention? The niyat. The niyat, inshallah. Allah accept. Allah make Make it easy, inshallah, for everyone, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bigger than any problem that you might think of. Any problem. No problem is bigger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No challenge is bigger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything you think is big, Allah ta'ala is not. Everything you think is impossible, Allah ta'ala is more than possible. Come, brothers, inshallah. JazakAllah, I'll accept you, inshallah ta'ala. I'll accept all of us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanaka wa bihamdika. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.